In October last year, the Juba High Court sentenced Emmanuel Babulokiri to death by hanging after he was found guilty of killing three children in Juba's Rock City residential area in August 2020. A source at Juba Central Prison who spoke on condition of anonymity because they are not authorized to speak confirmed that the sentence was carried out last Friday. Juba resident Mary Kiden says Lokiri deserved to die for his crime and his death should serve as lesson to people who wish to commit murder.
I feel like justice has taken place because finally, after long struggle, imagine losing three kids the same day. It's not a joke. So I feel like this one is to teach to be a lesson for those out there that they should not do something without listening to themselves or calculating what will the impact be later on. And I thank the government for being fair and also giving the right back to the owners or to the family of the late.
Nancy Mario, however, says Lokiri should have been sentenced to life in prison. That way, Mario says Lokiri will regret his crime for the rest of his life.
The death sentence that was given to him actually felt was something so quick that he will actually not live to regret. Killing somebody actually, yes, is a punishment, but he didn't really deserve that death sentence. What he really deserved was a long life sentence in prison without being visited by his relatives, without having access to light that he would spend the rest of his life in darkness, regretting the day he committed such a deadly crime.
Mario says hanging Lokiri in a way makes things easier for him by taking him to rest. Songa David, another resident of Juba, says he does not support the death sentence because it does not make sense in Lokiri's case. David says hanging Lokiri will never bring justice for the lives of the three siblings he murdered.
I would have asked for something like maybe life sentence, but if they concretely believe that, yes, that is the punishment, then they can go ahead, yes, like they've done and executed him. However, justice has not been done because the life of these young ones cannot be equated to anyone's life. We all don't know what these young ones will turn out in the future. We could be talking about a president here. We could be talking about a minister. We could be talking about a teacher here. But now, equating a life, maybe saying that justice has been served by killing one person, like that, it doesn't make sense at all.
Moni Tabitha says what happened to Lokiri followed the law for those convicted of first-degree murder.
From my own view, I feel that whatever that happened to Emmanuel Babu was just because in South Sudan, the penal code provides for the use of death penalty for murder. And hanging is a method of execution that is provided in the Code of Criminal Procedure. So I feel it is just because the judiciary is just following what the law says. And it's also the power that is bestowed upon them.
The South Sudan National Police Service spokesperson, Major General Daniel Justin, confirmed the execution, but says the role of police stopped after the investigation process.
We don't know more details. Usually our work ends when we present a case to the court and we follow up the decision. The decision was used to be hung and then the papers were sent for approval. And then it was approved and those of prisons executed the order.
Repeated calls to General Henry Kwanye Aguar, the Director General of the South Sudan National Prison Service, for comment on this story went unanswered. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.